This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so before we start today, we got a lot of news. I just have to touch upon a topic that's been bothering a lot of people. And when we talk about sexual performance, when we talk about stamina, we've talked about good health, good diet, exercise, cardiovascular performance. When you see your geriatric cat, right, have more sexual stamina than you could muster for your human relationships, right, you know something's wrong. So, as you guys know, I have a cat who has been defying age, I think defying all the laws of age and gravity. He turned 17 this August, which would equate to, I think it's about 81 years old. Purina said what you do is you give 25 years to a cat approximately 2 years old. By the time a cat is 2 years old, that equates to a human who's 25. Then it's 4 years for every year beyond that. So if he's about 16, take two away, right? Now 14 times 4, 56, plus the 25. He's an equivalent to 81 years old. Well, this weekend, and mind you, I was out of town for part of this weekend. I caught him having sex with Sashi, right, his girlfriend, one of my other cats, four times this weekend. We're talking about geriatric Shaky Boo, who veterinarians said should be put to sleep a couple years ago. He's running around happy having sex, but four times. Now, you would say, well, doesn't he have a refractory period like humans do? See, humans, I mean, the average male has to wait, well, when they're younger, sometimes they wait a half hour, and they could have another sexual intercourse and ejaculation and all that. By the time you're older, over 65, you might have to wait a couple days. Some people have to wait a whole week for their refractory period. Women were a little luckier because we could have multiple orgasms, so we could, you know, get over a refractory period pretty quickly, but then sometimes we could be done for a day or two. But I gotta tell you, cats could go every 11 minutes if they need to. And apparently if I caught him four times and I was out of town for half that weekend, man, I don't know what he's doing. And so when you see your animals, your geriatric animals, seem to have more sexual stamina than you do, you start to wonder, are you doing something wrong? Well, remember, animals, they don't have other, shall we say, stressors. So don't feel bad. Many of you have said, I don't understand, my dog is always having sex. But listen, your dog doesn't have to worry about taxes. Yeah, a lot of us, I hope we filed that extension because we still haven't finished our taxes. A lot of us have to pay mortgage. We have to go to work. We have to, what do your cats have to do? All they have to do is clean themselves, and sometimes they don't even do that. And maybe eat, and maybe find a place to potty in your mommy's shoe. That's really all they have to do. So of course, but what does that mean for humans? Less stress. If you have less stress in your life, you might sexually perform better. If you have less activities, right, that are distracting you, I mean, if you got to be at work by 6:45 in the morning and you're not coming home till 10 at night, yeah, you still might want to have sex, but your performance might not be as good. Also, your diet. You know, most animals have a pretty regular diet. We don't. We'll run and grab a burrito on the side, or we'll grab a burger or a Chick-fil-A or a... Okay, your body doesn't want to work that way. Your body needs healthy food. Your body also needs to hydrate. If you're not hydrated, you're not going to have a lot of, opportunity to allow those sperm to swim. So you got to stay hydrated. So if you want to increase your sexual stamina, again, you're not a cat, so realize your refractory period is going to take a little longer. That's okay. First and foremost, check your cardiovascular health. If you're having issues down there and blood flow is not getting to where it needs to in the general area, you can bet your bottom dollar that it also would be your heart as well. You got to check your heart. Check your testosterone level. Check your blood sugar levels. Check your cholesterol level. Check your blood pressure. Make sure you're getting a physical done. Make sure you're hydrating. Make sure you're exercising. Make sure you're eating foods like fruits and vegetables that have proper vitamins. Make sure you get some rest. And also, don't force the sex. Okay? Sex happens, but you don't have to be like, okay, you know what? TV show is coming on. Ted Lasso's going to drop its next show in about 10 minutes. Let's go and do a quick. I mean, if you can do it, that's great. But honestly, when you rush it, and a lot of people rush it because of the kids or in-laws are living in the house or they got to get to work or they got to get somewhere. So remember, you're not 18. You can't do a lot of what you did when you were 18. But that's okay. It doesn't mean. See, the big problem I'm seeing in patients is they have a bad sexual encounter and they go, you know what, I'm done. No, you don't need to be done. No, you don't. It's okay. So what if you didn't climax? You try again. It happens. It's not the biggest deal. But people are so afraid that that's considered a failure. That's not considered a failure. You can have sex without necessarily climaxing. That's okay. I mean, I sincerely doubt that the cats are, although, gosh, they make noise. It's really bad. I really don't understand. Honestly, I think we're going to limit the farm once they all age out because I just need to be able to get some sleep without having to hear it. It's like I'm living in a college dorm again. But anyway, things to take home. One is how I told you to increase your sexual stamina. Make sure you take care of yourself. Get physicals done. Don't be panicking about some misses. Number two is if you have a vet that says that your cat needs to be put down and who's obviously not in pain and still eating and having sex, get a second opinion, right? Because here we are 2 years later. And honestly, I asked him today, I go, look, do you want to go to the farm? And he's looking at me going, I'm getting more than you. All right, which by the way is another problem. Don't let your cats in the bedroom because they don't, they're all up in your business. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you had sent me a story about a doctor who was delivering a baby and ripped off the baby's head. Now, this did not happen in America. Allegedly, this happened in Brazil. And a doctor is now being investigated after apparently climbing onto the pregnant woman's stomach and pulling her baby's head off during childbirth. Now, I'm a little confused as to how that positioning would have been. I can't think of any time when I was delivering a baby where I needed to actually put my weight
on to the mom, with the exception of trying to give some superior pressure to the uterus, or try to, sometimes we would put a little bit of, pressure superiorly with our hand. We wouldn't necessarily get on the body. So I'm a little confused about that. But apparently the family said that the girl was alive when she was starting to crown and come out. And once the head is out, sometimes the baby could be stuck. And sometimes there could be shoulder dystocia, where based on the child's positioning, the shoulder can't be make it through the pelvic girdle. And so we can reposition. There's a few things you could do, but you don't have to necessarily pull off the child's head. So this took place apparently May 1st in Hospital das Clínicas da UFMG in the Santa Efigenia neighborhood of Belo Horizonte in Brazil. And the baby's mother has launched a complaint, of course, after the failed delivery and death of her infant. And she has a 9-year-old daughter, but she was taken to the hospital April 24th. She was in preterm. I think she was at 28 weeks. And then a week later, at 29 weeks, doctors induced labor. Now, again, I'm a little confused as to why they would try to... This is very interesting in terms of delivering a premature infant at 29 weeks. So, unfortunately, baby didn't make it. And they said that, and I'm not going to go into the gory details, but that the head, that there was a decapitation in the process. So, not sure what happened. That is not how we deliver babies. In any country, from what I understand, so not exactly sure what's going on. Of course, you're only getting, some reports, so once we get more information, but I know that's horrifying to people. We do not want to freak people out. Already it's scary enough to give birth. It blows me away when I watch television and I see how TV glorifies the whole pregnancy and glorifies how the delivery goes and how easy it is. And that was the scariest thing. Yeah, and as a mom, probably because as a physician, I know all the things that could go wrong, but it's not easy. It's terrifying. And, you have all these celebratory moments and these, gender parties. We didn't do that. I found out it was a boy. I told everybody, it looks like I'm having a boy. Yeehaw. And that was about it. We didn't really have a party over it. And then you have the baby showers and all that. And, the moms, people say, gosh, my pregnant wife is not the same. She's not the same. She's not engaging. She's not, listen, she's not thinking about how, she's not thinking about 2 years from now or 5 years from now. She's thinking about a few weeks from now when that baby comes out. And it's a frightening time. And sadly, we physicians know how dangerous childbirth could be, how dangerous pregnancy could be. High blood pressure, kidney failure, liver failure, a lot of things can happen with pregnancy. And you look at something like that, that is evolutionarily supposed to be just par for the course. And, people ask, how does somebody, how are women at risk when this is something that's supposed to be one of the most natural processes? Well, because things can go bad. You could hemorrhage, you could have a stroke, you could have an embolism, and unfortunately there's a lot of things. And I see pregnant women who are very anxious and are very, very frustrated because their family doesn't understand. Now, usually the moms and grandmas should understand, but sometimes in-laws completely forget. I've met women who had C-sections who were, going, I don't understand. My daughter doesn't want me in the delivery room. My daughter-in-law doesn't want me in the delivery room. My daughter, because she's going to be scared. It's going to be a scary, painful time. The last thing she wants is mother-in-law there. Yeah, that's not a big surprise. And so what I recommend to anybody who has a loved one who's pregnant
is allow them to tell you what they want. And it blows my mind how many family pressures there are where everybody has to be in the room, everybody has to see it, home birth. You have family members that are pushing a home birth. Home births are beautiful. Now, I think doulas and midwives are fantastic practitioners who could be a part of the process. But unfortunately, if you're getting that feeling like I just... something's not right, I want to be in a hospital, you need to have the ability to talk to somebody. And we have in medicine done things this way, where we'll ask the pregnant person, look, you know, how are you doing? What's going on with the family? What sort of pressures are you having? What do you want to do? And they're like, well, I guess I want to do a home birth. You guess? What do you really want? Well, I'd want to be in the hospital, but the family wants home birth. And sometimes we doctors will say, look, you know, based on your risk status, we could help this along by saying, look, we want you in the hospital. This way the blame isn't on you, but it's on us. You know, sometimes doctors will do that to get the family off the back. But it's amazing how these sorts of things happen. Or they'll watch underwater birth on TV and they'll go, that's what I want. Underwater births are beautiful, but if you are at all at risk for any complications, I would say have the baby at the hospital. That would be my choice based on all the things I've seen. But yes, you can have an underwater birth. You can have a home birth done beautifully. But I would really have, all the conversations you need with your medical provider to ensure that the safety of the child comes first. So, you know, in-laws, spouses, family members, your own parents. It's fascinating how when somebody becomes pregnant, they lose a lot of their autonomy. You know, and I luckily had a lot of, is it gumption, chutzpah, where I had no problem telling people what I thought. If I didn't want to travel, I'm not going to travel. I'm sorry, I'm not going to travel my third trimester. My doctor said not to, I'm not doing it. Sorry. I don't care how many family events there are. If I don't want somebody in the room, I don't want you in the room. No offense, but I don't want you there. I'm stressed enough. And, you know, I don't care. I don't care if I tick people off. Yeah, it's, I think we worry so much about pleasing everybody. And individuals can lay on guilt trips and you're trying to keep the peace. I'm going to tell you something. If you have somebody in your family that you all feel bullied by, that you always have to oblige, I'm telling you right now, after obliging 150 times, they will still get mad at you at 151. So call it early, because if you don't feel like you can oblige all the time, you're never going to satisfy that person. And sometimes it's control. Now, I'm not saying any of this happened in Brazil, for example. I'm just bringing up that there's a lot of individuals who are pregnant, having babies, and they are stressed up to high heaven, which we wonder if that also contributes to the postpartum depression. Postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis has been at an all-time high. Why? What is going on here? And many individuals don't realize that after the baby comes, if you thought family and in-laws were stressful beforehand, you ain't seen nothing yet. And maybe these are things that you need to kind of set up and lay ground rules early on. Because honestly, the health of the baby comes first. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson.
And I hope that more Republicans will join with us and stand up.
Texas Republican Chip Roy, who says he will vote no on the debt ceiling and spending gut compromise crafted by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden. On the other side of the aisle and the political spectrum,
many of us right now are very angry that we have been held hostage, that we find ourselves in this situation.
But Michigan Democrat Debbie Dingell says she'll vote yes on the compromise, even though it contains items she would never approve if they stood on their own. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis kicks off his presidential campaign in Iowa. He has 5 stops in 2 days before heading to New Hampshire and South Carolina. The NBA and NHL finals are set. The Miami Heat face the Nuggets starting Thursday in Denver. The Stanley Cup finals begin Saturday in Las Vegas as the Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I went to school, school lunches didn't taste very good. I remember the fish sticks were partially frozen. I didn't like Sloppy Joe because the bun would be soggy. And I really didn't like a lot of meat when I was younger. So I didn't like Sloppy Joe Day. I think Hamburger Day I liked. But I remember the patty was gray. And not gray, like thoroughly cooked gray. Just, it was gray meat. It was so bad. Pizza Day was probably my favorite. Because the pizza was the most edible. But I got to tell you, I don't remember my school lunches being that healthy. I didn't eat the vegetables. The green beans are horrible tasting. So I would eat a little bit and then I would throw it out. It was a waste of food. And my parents were like, don't waste food. Don't waste food. You had family who starved. You had, you know, during the Depression, people couldn't eat and you're throwing away food. And there's, you know, individuals across the world that are starving. And so I didn't tell my parents that. I told them I ate the food, but I just couldn't eat it. It was disgusting. Well, unfortunately, kids are still feeling the same, but not for the same reason with the foods. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is proposing changes to the current nutrition standards for school meals served to K-12 students. But they feel that many kids are going to just throw the food out because the food's not going to taste that good. The most nutritious meals are the ones that the kids need to eat. But the proposed changes would reduce key ingredients that make food more palatable, and have the unintended consequence, they say, of feeding more trash cans than hungry students, as reported by USA Today. So the regulations want to require reductions in sodium and added sugars, which I get, possibly change the use of whole grains, and eliminate flavored milk as an option for students. So, you know how you could get whole milk or chocolate, or you could get low-fat milk or chocolate milk? Well, low-fat milk tasted horrible, so I would get the chocolate milk because I couldn't stand the taste of regular milk. So at least I got milk in me, but chocolate milk is added sugar. So that would, they said, have a significant and unfavorable effect on students' tastes compared to what they eat outside of school. They say more students, many of whom rely on school meals as their main or only source of nutrition and calories, are likely to toss their lunch trays. Remember when Michelle Obama wanted to make school lunches healthier? And her heart was in a good place, but you saw garbages full of wasted food. They didn't like the way the food tasted. Now, some of you are saying, well, the kids shouldn't be drinking soda. Soda's not allowed in the school lunch program. I think you could purchase soda, but I don't think soda is allowed right now in terms of what is offered. I think you could purchase it separately. USDA research shows that school meals are often already the healthiest meal students eat a day. Soda, fried foods, candy, and trans fat have been banned for 2 decades. The Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010 increased the amount of fruit, vegetables, and whole grains required in school meals. It introduced a 5-star meal requiring students to choose at least 3 of 5 food components, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, milk, and protein, and a protein alternative. Now, the USDA wants to use the school nutrition program as one of the first lines of defense to stop obesity, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer. But the problem is because kids aren't eating those foods. I mean, what did I do when I was hungry? I would buy those candy bars. Remember somebody for the soccer team or for some club would sell those chocolate bars for $1? You're like, that's a lot of money. Or 50 cents. Well, I would pull whatever money I had to get that candy bar, and then I would eat that. So how do you get kids to eat healthier? I don't know. How do we stop the waste? According to a 2019 World Wildlife Fund report, an estimated 530,000 tons of food is wasted each year in school cafeterias. The USDA has noted that the best way to tackle food waste is to make sure students consume what they take. But if they don't like what they take, they won't eat it. School nutrition professionals, school dietitians, school food manufacturers are not in agreement with the proposed changes. They have cited supply challenges, rising costs, students' tastes and preferences as major obstacles. Imposing these restrictive nutrition standards would place an undue burden on school and food manufacturers and hurt the desired outcome of serving nutritious meals. So 93% of nutrition directors report facing rising labor costs, severe labor shortages. 89% report lingering supply and chain disruption shortages. 75% note record levels of meal debt. And 100% say that the high costs driven by inflation are a top challenge. So what really has to happen, and I've worked in academia, is somebody has to give a damn and actually put some thought into it. I love the teachers or the educators or the nutritionists that go, look, let's make a yummy pizza that is cauliflower-based, let's say. Or, you know, you can make plant-based foods without putting a lot of preservatives in. You know, let's give kids a real hamburger with 100% ground beef where the patties aren't gray. Let's allow kids to build their own meals, build their own burger, build their own chicken sandwich. I would also, as an educator, give points for vegetables eaten. Now, if somebody can't tolerate vegetables, something else, but there could be rewards and certain advantages of vegetables eaten. You know, we'll let you guys take some water bottles home to the family. We have extra water bottles to give out. If it looks like you guys ate your, you know, you chose vegetables and you ate some vegetables. Or something like that. I don't know. I'm just thinking at the top of my head. But I think there's something creative that could be done that could encourage this. The problem is the schools are overwhelmed. So school lunches have to be as robotic. And, I mean, thank God for cafeteria people that work in the cafeteria. But still, they don't, you know, they can't sit there and cater to thousands of kids' needs. But if this thought process, you mean, you know, they have off 3 months. What is happening during the 3 months? You would think there could be recipe planning and, I mean, there's a lot of thought process that could go into it that can actually limit a lot of work later on down the line. If McDonald's, get somebody from McDonald's in there who can figure out how to make a burger taste good, but make sure the burger is healthy. Get somebody who can do the chicken, but make sure they're not fried or olive oil base or maybe cauliflower base. Can't they do breading now with kale and people don't realize it and they make it really yummy? There are ways to use healthy ingredients. It's going to take time, and somebody's going to have to say, look, this is going to be our focus. I understand we're doing a lot of focus on sex ed these days, and we're doing a lot of focus on, you know, looking at our curriculum and making sure that we introduce a lot of things that politically people want in the curriculum. But we're going to have to spend that same time and passion on their lunches. And when you cut the sugar and you cut the salt and you cut the fat, which I agree with, I don't think you should give kids fried food at school. I don't think that's healthy. But I think we need to spend the time to make sure that what they're eating is also tasty. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to GCN for making this show happen. So one of the reasons why I think humans might be at risk of being psychologically weaker than others is we concentrate on keeping what we have, keeping things the same, and we don't train ourselves for change, which is bound to happen, which is predictable, but unpredictable. And so I notice people are like, oh, no, you know, when my kid moves out, I'm going to be depressed. Or when so-and-so dies, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to. And other people are listening to this going, well, of course your family member's going to pass. That's going to happen. Of course your child's going to move out and go away and start their life. They have to. This is what life is. You can't have your fetus in your uterus the whole time. You're eventually going to have to give birth to the baby. Baby can't be in your tummy the whole time. All right? Baby can't be home the whole time. Baby has to have their own babies later. This is part of life. We're going to have a new president. We're going to have new politicians. There's so many protests and riots and panic and anxiety when things change that isn't still happening. And why aren't we as humans preparing ourselves for the change that is going to happen? Now, we might not know exactly what that change is going to be. Are we going to have a heat wave? Are we going to have a cold front? Are we going to have a hurricane? Are we going to have a volcano? Are we going to have an earthquake? Are we going to have a death in the family? Are we going to have a divorce? Are we going to? No, we don't. We live life going, well, this is what you have. This is where you live. This is your job. So you keep it all. You want to keep your job. You want to keep where you live. You want to keep your family, which is, again, that is a primary goal. But nobody ever teaches our kids or teaches ourselves what happens if you lose your house, home. What happens if you lose your job? And we are so unprepared. It is horrifying, just horrifying to see what's happening with these mass shootings. And it's because we think, okay, this is given. We're going to be able to go shopping. We should be given. Able to go shopping. We should be able to be safe. Nobody's going to be trying to hunt us down or shoot us. We should be able to do what we need to do, go to the doctor's office without somebody getting ticked off and starting to shoot up a medical center. But the reality is we need to train for that is what happens. Might not happen that often, but that is what happens. So what do you do? Now, slowly, we're starting to train kids on what to do if there's an active shooter. It's god-awful to think that we have to, but this is something that I think is going to need to be the norm. I remember when I was in California, we had to learn earthquake safety, so they'd have earthquake drills that tell us to go to our desks and things like that. You know, fire drills. We probably need to spend a lot more time on, what you have now is fantastic, but it will change. So how do you handle that change? Your weight will change. Your health might change. You might get sick. You know, it's so funny when kids get sick or family members get a cold. Everybody panics. Oh, no, they have a fever. What do we do? Everybody gets a cold this winter. Everybody gets sick. Everybody gets the flu. Everybody gets something. Why aren't you already prepared? All right, look, if Dad gets sick, this is going to be you're next in charge. You do this, this, and this. Okay, if Mommy gets sick, the whole ship could sink, but let's try to come up with some backup plans. So if Mommy needs to go to bed and take a two-hour nap, 2 hours, a 20-minute nap, you guys could still function. And it's just the disarray that keeps happening. And I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy. And honestly, I think these Marvel movies are starting to lose it a little bit, but I have to admit the actors were fantastic. The actors did a great job. Just the storyline and, some things are getting a little old. But they do talk about leaving, going separate ways. I don't want to spoil any part of the movie. And everyone's like, oh no, why is that happening? That has to happen. People have to go separate ways. You could still be close. Your family could be close. Your friends could be close. But sometimes in order for you to live and move on, you need to have that change. You know, all the changes that happened in my life, Now, maybe not all of them, but some of them, thank God they happened. If those moves didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I was today. And so maybe we just need to have a different attitude rather than we need to keep everything we have. We need to, you know, make sure as long as nothing happens to this, we're going to be good. Everything's good. Something will always happen. So prepare for that. The average person does not have a will. Well, the average person doesn't have money for a will. Right? The average person does not have their advanced directives. The average person does not have who's going to be second in command, who's going to be third in command. Where are the kids going to go to? They might think in theory, but the average person does not have that planned out. The average person does not have money in case they lose a job. Well, if I lose a job, fine. I'll just, you know, get unemployment. The average person does not have a plan for what if I get pregnant. Like, well, I guess if, you know, abortion or maybe, you know, I don't know. They have a plan. If you're going to have sex, what are you going to do if you get pregnant? What are you going to do if the condom breaks? Do you have a plan? Do you have a plan on what if your spouse cheats on you? Do you have a plan on what if you get fired or you get laid off? And nobody wants to talk about it. I remember trying to talk to my husband about, well, what happens if so-and-so dies? How should we do this? I go, oh, that's going to depress me. We gotta sometimes sit down and have these hard conversations. Because being prepared is everything. Everybody's talking about a big earthquake is going to hit California and a big earthquake could hit Manhattan. Might not be in our lifetime, maybe in another lifetime, or it might be in the next few years. Does everybody have a plan? Where would you go? Do you know anybody out west? Do you have, and I know you can't prepare for everything in the future, but if it's already in your mind that, look, whatever is happening right now is temporary, you might live better. If you know that your loved one may not be on this earth that much longer, maybe you'll appreciate them more. I always hear from people, I wish I spent more time with them and they're gone. Well, you know, why didn't you realize that they were going to be gone? Any of that wasn't a big surprise, you know. So change has to happen. Now, some change you might not like. The average change people don't like. We hope things change for the better, but sometimes we are not going to like an earthquake. We are not going to like a flood. We are not going to like a hurricane. We are not going to like our power grid, inundated, and us having blackouts or rolling blackouts. So plan for that. Right? I mean, if everybody in your neighborhood and everybody in the city and whatever is all, you know, using the electric grid at the same time, all right, what's your plan for that? Do you have generators? Do you have, you know, I think would be psychologically more healthy understanding that whatever we're doing right now in the present is not going to be our future. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.